I believe for the Nebraska-Purdue game on Saturday, Kelly Stauffer is back in the booth. For everybody in the back, Kelly Stauffer back as the analyst. He was on the Minnesota-Nebraska game. Here is Matt Verzal. Verz, how was your weekend without Nebraska football?
Weekend was good. It was, you know, just grinding them out as they come down the pike.
Before
Stauffer's calling that game.
Yeah, I believe that is the case. I've not seen the official release yet, right. but I think he is. I saw somewhere yesterday that he is scheduled to be on the analyst role for the game.
Well, for those that come down and watch, we will be on a different game audio.
Yeah, I wonder what his tone 2 weeks later on Adrian will be, because he went in pretty heavy and deep on Adrian.
Yeah, he's a clown. I don't like Kelly Stauffer.
Damon doesn't appear to like you. Before we get to the nuts and bolts of our usual conversation, he says that there's a little rift right now between you two. You said something to him at the shop the other day. You maybe were going to throw down. I think he's willing to go if you're willing to go. We're now trying to figure out the scouting report on who's got the advantage. Because you're on with me, I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm easy to find. I mean, it ain't hard. He knows where I'm at.
I know he's.
I don't even know. This is how far. I don't even know what he's mad about.
Yeah, it's kind of. Maybe it's just some faux anger. You know, chip on his shoulder. Yeah.
Oh no! Hey, now it's switched, and Damon is gonna come after you.
Oh no! I'm neutral in here. If you guys want to go at it, I'll set it up. I'm just the promoter here. I'm not. You know, I'm not in the middle.
You remember watching Rocky 17 when the fake Don King got punched, right?
By the way, how will Friday night be for you? It is a wonderful time of the year with postseason high school football. You got a matchup against Norris. Your quick thoughts on your first round opponent and what you guys have to do?
Yeah, it'll be fun. I mean, they're a big, you know, it's Norris, man. They're a physical team. They played. Nate Newhouse must hate Norris because, I mean, they gave them a hell of a schedule. They played what's probably perceived as the best two. Well, they played the best three in B. So, I mean, they're hardened. They played Bennington, Plattsmouth, Elkhorn, and Waverly. So they got four of the top, you know, five, six teams. So they're tough. They're big. They run the ball hard. They play. We're going to have to play really well. Like, we'll have to play a really, really good game.
Without giving out secrets, are you guys getting healthier?
I think a couple are. A couple I don't know. I don't know if they are or not. But my guys are healthy, so we should be good up front.
Just be able to run the football.
Hope so.
So now we're down to the final four of the football season, and Purdue is looming. And Nebraska and Purdue are very similar in terms of where they're at. Purdue has won two of the last three. They're 3-3 in the last six. You can't say, oh, Purdue's a very winnable game, because Purdue, when they're on and that defense is what it is, they can cause a lot of problems. We saw that against Iowa. But they live in the world of they look good 1 week and they're befuddling the next. But Wisconsin ran the ball, didn't pass it, and they had success. And they played the style to win the West is be able to run the football and be able to win the turnover battle. Wisconsin was able to do that. Nebraska's got.
Yeah, it's a novel concept. I mean, when you commit to it, it's stood the test of time of football. Even some of the greatest, you know, that have won championships and all that stuff, they said, yeah, we're a lot better team when we're able to control line of scrimmage, run the ball, then it opens up everything else. Like, that's just something you would love to see happen. And commitment to that, and if a play doesn't look the best, you can still go back to that play and give it a shot and see what happens. So I hope Nebraska does commit to that. I think they've got some really nice running backs. I think it would be a great gift to their linemen and their quarterback to just let them get in a rhythm of running the ball and seeing if they can push Purdue around. They've had opportunities in the past to do that. You know, Minnesota in 2020 had one of the worst rushing defenses in the country, and they just wouldn't run it at them for whatever reason. So I hope they give the boys a chance to get frothed up and control the line, but you know, my brain is not as big as some down there. We'll see.
Hey, let me ask you about running plays. And I think this year, like, you see the struggles at Clemson and some of the other teams that have been near the top, it's pretty easy to pick out why they're struggling. Their offensive line play is not consistent enough so that they can't run the ball when they want to run the ball. But there's a section of everybody, it seems like, starts with scripted plays. Some might be 10, some might be 15, some might be 20. And those are your ones you're banking on to give you a quick start and good success. How come we don't hear anybody ever say, we just stuck with our scripted plays? So what if we were past 20? We just stuck with them because you couldn't stop them, and that's all we used. How come we don't ever hear that? Because it's almost like, well, now they're past the scripted plays, so the game changes. Well, if you couldn't stop their scripted plays, why would you go to something else?
I think the teams that have sustained winning don't get asked the scripted questions, because the people that watch the game know once the script is run, they're going to go back through and just run the script over and over and over again, because that's what, you know, that's the purpose of said script, is to pick, you know, run your 10, 15, 20 plays, find hopefully less than 10 of them that work, and then just continually run those in different formations, different motions, different variations, set into your rhythm, and then away you go. So that's kind of the goal of the script. Why some stray away from it, I don't know.
Matt Verzal joining us here on the Gary Sharp Show. What do you have to see starting Saturday, and then you get Ohio State, which in my opinion is the best team in the Big Ten. Then you got a bye. Then you get Wisconsin. You get Iowa. What do you have to see in the last four games that would inspire confidence for you moving forward? Something in particular that if you saw it over four games, especially coming off the Minnesota loss followed by a bye week, you'd be like, okay, I can see that. I can see that that was something that was stressed in the past week.
That's a good one. So there's been times, and I'm just mainly focusing offensively, there's been times offensively where it's really clicked. Like, things have looked smooth. One play leads to another. You can see how they kind of build off each other, and then away you go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's commitment to it, and everybody's geared up, and it just looks smooth, right? Then there's other times where you get into it and it looks like chop. It's kind of, okay, we're going to do something over here and then come back over this way, and then we're just kind of all flying around everywhere, and it just looks really disjointed. If they get that where it looks crisp, that would be the biggest thing for me. If they can sustain that back-to-back games, because I think it gets the kids in a rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
It gets the kids where they're feeling, okay, here we go. We got it. This makes sense. I understand this. Here we go. Run the next one. Bam. You know, score a touchdown. So that would be where I would be at, because that seems to eliminate a lot of the thinking for them when the plays are kind of flowing in a crisp manner.
So with that said, and going back to talking about script plays, why do you think Nebraska has struggled to get off to a quick start, but they've gotten off to a much better start compared to the last 3 years when they come out of the locker room after halftime?
Man, sorry, big dog. You guys were late today. I got to go to lunch. Bye.
Cliffhanger. Wow.
That was awful abrupt.
Very. Wow. Maybe Damon showed up.
He might be there.
Yeah.
Like in the parking lot.
Yeah.
All right.
Using the lunch rush as a cover.
All right. You would think that Verz like has managers that could take care of another 5 minutes. All right. Next Monday, write it down. We're going to call him at 10 o'clock. We're just going to keep him on hold. Okay. And then we'll get to him during the crossover. All right. We will dive into some of the stuff that Verz just tapped into. We'll head to Lincoln in about 90 minutes to hear the head coach coming off a bye week. See, I think Nebraska will respond off the bye week. I don't think this is a team that will quit. I think they've got some fight in them. But if you're in a 12-round bout, you can't just be good in the first and second round. But this is important how Nebraska starts on Saturday because they've had a bye week. Look around college football. Teams that are coming out of bye weeks are having good success. They look good. They look well coached. Not everybody. I mean, Penn State's raising their hand. But if you go back a couple of weeks ago, Minnesota coming off a bye against Nebraska, Purdue coming off a bye against Iowa, they had a couple of little tweaks, but they look like they were well prepared to play, and they played for 60 minutes. If that doesn't happen on Saturday, that's not a good sign. If you're at evaluation points over the last four games and you come out of a bye off of a bad loss and you don't look like you're ready to play, that is on you. You only have yourself to blame, especially knowing what the math is that you have to find a way in the last four games to win three to get to a bowl game, which Bill Connolly's SP Plus gives you a 21% of making a bowl game. I think Nebraska will come out and have fight. How will they look? They must look like they've addressed some things that have ailed them and that they're ready to play football against Purdue. Because Purdue will be in an interesting situation because they still have hopes of winning the division, but now they've gone through Iowa, they've gone through Wisconsin, now they get Nebraska off a bye, and they still have Michigan State and Ohio State. Purdue is in a gauntlet right now of opponents, but the last 2 weeks, there have been a lot of car collisions. They go right back on the road. How do they respond after a loss again to Wisconsin? There are some great storylines this week surrounding Purdue and Nebraska. Quick break. We'll holler at Verzal for just bailing on us like that. It's like a clock went off in his head. It was straight up at 11 o'clock.
Sharp. 11 o'clock sharp.
Yeah. What, do you have to go open the door? You had people waiting outside? I know Paisons is popular.
It's a Monday.
I'm guessing Damon's there. Damon's got his boxing gloves on. Maybe they're going out in the parking lot. All right, 11:03. Other stuff from Lincoln. Fred Hoiberg is speaking. Steve Sipple wrote a very interesting column. No football this week, so let's talk about expectations for Fred Hoiberg and how he's getting a pass. What? 11:04. It's the Gary Sharp Show with Josh on 1620 The Zone. Woodhouse Place Nissan, 144th and Giles, a place that will take care of you in all of your needs for the perfect car, truck, or SUV. This is where we're at. A lot of people this weekend stopped by to say, hey, I heard the guy on the radio. His name's Gary. Talking about the all-new Frontier, the 2022 all-new Nissan Frontier. More versatility, capability than ever. If you're in the market for a rock-solid truck that works and plays as hard as I know you do, then the Frontier delivers for you at a great price right now. Check out all the inventory in person, 144th and Giles, or online at WoodhousePlaceNissan.com. Now, if you've ever never purchased a vehicle online, here is your opportunity, and it's very seamless. Online at WoodhouseplaceNissan.com, you can see all the same inventory, new and pre-owned, that you can see in person. Pictures, information, pricing. While you're online, you can fill out a credit application. You can value your trade. You can even set up a test drive. You can talk to the sales folks and do all of that. And then find yourself right there in the Nissan Frontier. Check it out. It is new in 2022. Nissan is so excited to have it. I think you're going to start to see it in the virtual Heisman house. More guys that have won the Heisman are going to start driving the Nissan Frontier. You be the first to get into it. Woodhouse Place Nissan, 144th and Giles, or online at WoodhousePlaceNissan.com.